Study tonight is out of Matthew chapter 27, verses 11 to 26. Christ is Israel's Messiah, seen in his trial before Pontius Pilate. Matthew's gospel was written to explain to Jewish readers how Jesus was the Messiah, even if he did not establish his messianic kingdom in his first coming. A part of that explanation is Matthew's record of Jesus' trial before Pontius Pilate, Matthew 27, 11 to 26, and we view that event for insight and edification. I'd like to start with a word of prayer when we get into this word. Father, we thank you for the privilege tonight of being able to be here. We thank you for the opportunity of fellowship with one another around the word. We pray for your edification of people who are involved in the evening VBS. We ask that things would move smoothly and that you continue to help Kathy and Davy as they're preparing for the next day's presentation, and for all the workers who are helping with the next daytime VBS preparation as well. We ask for wisdom and understanding your word in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'd like to read the verses and then we'll look at them. Matthew 27, verses 11 to 26. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest," which means yes. When he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, "Do you hear not how many things they witness against you?" And he answered him, "Not even a word," insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast, the governor was wont, or he often practiced the releasing unto the people a prisoner whom they wanted. And they would then had a notable prisoner by the name of Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto him, "Who will you that I should release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called the Messiah?" For he knew that for jealousy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, Pilate's wife sent unto him, saying, "Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Then the governor answered and said unto them, "Whether of the two will you that I should release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Messiah?" They all said unto him, "Let him be crucified." The governor said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult or a riot was being made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See to it." Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Jesus had predicted in Matthew 12, 38 to 40 that he was going to die, be buried, and rise again on the third day. And he revealed he was such a Messiah, though about to die due to his refusal to defend himself in Matthew 27, 11 to 14. When Jesus stood before Pilate and was asked by him if he was the king of the Jews, as they charged, he replied, "Thou sayest." That was the Hebrew idiom expressioning, which means yes. It's a lot like our idiom, "You said it." You know, it just means, yep, exactly. After this reply, the chief priests and elders accused him before Pilate of trying to make himself a king to counter the rule of Rome in political insubordination. We know that from John 18, 33 to 35, because Pilate himself asked, "Are you a king of the Jews?" In those days, if you were a king of somebody, you were threatening the emperor. And so that was not good news. And that's why they wanted him charged on this, because they knew that's what the Romans would do to execute him. If they gave him a charge of that he was trying to be God, you know, the Romans really didn't care that much about that, because they were polytheistic, believing lots of gods, you know, so what? But if he's going to be a king, then he's going to replace the emperor. That's tough. Well, John 18, 34 to 37 reports that Jesus told Pilate he was not in sinful rebellion against Rome. And Matthew reports he answered nothing to defend himself against the charges by Israel's leaders. He did answer Pilate, but he was just clarifying that he was not out to try to supplant Rome. But for all practical purposes, he didn't answer anything by way of defending himself, and that's the only point that Matthew is taking. Well, Jesus' silence and not defending himself amazed Pilate. So he asked Jesus, "Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee?" Though his human life was at stake, Jesus did not answer Pilate a single word in defense of himself, to where Pilate greatly marveled. Jesus was obviously allowing these events to occur because he was headed towards death. He was not trying to avoid death. And that is one of the arguments that he gave himself. Because if his life was taken from him and he didn't want that to happen, he shouldn't be defending himself up one side and down the other. But he's not. Absolutely not. Well, Jesus was shown to be God's Messiah even in the acts of Gentiles when he was before Pilate. This is verses 15 to 19. It was a goodwill gesture at the nationally politically sensitive Jewish Passover for Pilate to release to the people one of their own who had been imprisoned for trying to rise up against Rome. So he asked if they wanted to have a notable political prisoner named Barabbas released, or if they wished for Jesus to be released. A cynical move, as he knew that they had delivered Jesus out of jealousy. Then when Pilate was set down in the judgment seat, his wife sent him word to have nothing to do with that just man Jesus, for she had suffered many things that day in a dream because of him, indicating her superstitious fear that Pilate's condemning Jesus to death would hurt her welfare. I think this is one of the most remarkable aspects of the death of Christ, Pilate's wife. We didn't know he was married unless it comes to this passage, but this woman had had apparently some nightmares during the night, and she warned Pilate, "Whatever you do, leave him alone, stay away from him, because we're going to be in trouble from the gods or something." And of course, she's not a worshiper of Israel's God. She knew he was a righteous man. If you mess with right people, you can be really hurt. Well, Jesus was revealed to be God's righteous Messiah by Pilate's reluctance to condemn Jesus in verses 20 to 26. When Pilate asked whether the people wanted him to release unto them Jesus or Barabbas, they replied, "Barabbas." The people answered this upon having been persuaded by the chief priests and the elders to urge Pilate to release Barabbas and to destroy Jesus. But Pilate replied to the multitude, "What'll I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" They replied, "Let him be crucified." "Why?" answered Pilate. "What evil has he done?" The people cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." Well, Pilate was moved by his wife's warning, and he clearly wanted to release Jesus, but he realized that he could not prevail as a riot was beginning to form. And those who caused riots in Jerusalem got into trouble with the Roman emperor, especially if you caused a riot on the very sensitive feast of Passover. They were already political because the Jews remembered Passover as a time when God rescued them from Egyptian domination. Now they're under Roman domination. So every time Passover comes around, they're very sensitive about Roman rule. And that's why Pilate would move up to Jerusalem to quell any riots. Now that he's beginning to create a riot, he's very concerned, because if word gets back to the emperor, he's in trouble. So he wants to avoid the riot. Well, accordingly, cornered in the incident, Pilate, in his lost way of thinking, did what he felt was his only choice. He took water, he washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it, or see it yourselves." He then released Barabbas to the people, and scourging Jesus, delivered him up to be crucified. Well, in his trial before Pilate, Jesus did not defend himself against his foes, who charged him with a capital crime, as it was the Father's will that he go to the cross, though he was the Messiah. The testimony of even Gentiles, Pilate and his wife, revealed Jesus was a just man, not worthy of death, and Pilate's effort to release Jesus, only to be pressured by the crowd to crucify him, followed by Pilate's washing his hands of Jesus' death, all reveal that Jesus was upright as God's Messiah, who was giving himself to die for the sins of the world. So, in application, may we trust in Christ for salvation, but may we yield to God's will for us, even if it means he will allow us to be unfairly mistreated like Jesus was. And may we, like Jesus, live so uprightly that if we are misrepresented, even the unsaved world by our testimony can discern we are righteous.